I'm Spencer Sherman, and welcome to this money meditation on abundance and your vision. How do you define abundance in your life with your money? This guided meditation helps us appreciate the abundance that's already here as we pay attention, as we wake up and discern what's already present. And then part two of this meditation helps us clarify a compelling vision for ourselves. All right, so finding a comfortable posture with your feet planted into the earth, sitting up straight, your chin parallel to the ground, and come into a place of relaxed alertness, letting go of any extra effort, softening the shoulders, allowing the eyes to gently close, and just feeling this inhale and feeling this exhale. And the first part of this meditation is to recognize the abundance that's already in our lives. So first reflect on your home. This home, all that it provides for you, shelter, a place for gatherings with your favorite people, all these memories, all these possibilities going forward. Sense into this appreciation that you have for your home. All the ways your home serves you. And then next, your friends. Appreciating all that your friends offer you, all the good feelings that are generated when you're with your friends, in your home, outside your home. Really pay attention to feeling the felt sense of the joy, the appreciation you have for your friends in your life. What's that like inside your body? And then for all your family members, appreciating all that they provide for you and all that you provide for them, all the ways that you benefit from your friends and your family members, and all the ways that you benefit them. And then also be aware of all the ripple effects of your influence on your friends, and how that influences your friends' friends, how that influences friends of your family members. So there's a wider circle of influence that you have on many beings. Really sense into this abundance of people in your life, the positive effects that all of these people have had on your life, and the positive effects that you've had on all these people. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have benefited from your presence and vice versa. You might also reflect back to your early childhood and friends and family that helped support you in becoming the person you are today, and all those people who you benefited, who you may no longer be in touch with. And next, appreciating the abundance of the natural environment where you live. all that your surrounding environment offers you. Now we'll switch over to your sense of humor. This abundance that you have from this sense of humor, this limitless sense of humor, and your wisdom, your abundant wisdom, sensing that there's no limit to what you can learn. Your creativity, your boundless creativity. Your ability to see things from a new perspective. Your ability to receive love and compassion from others. And your ability to offer love and compassion to others. The abundance of all of that. Your ability to be generous with others, with your money, your resources, and your time. And also reflecting on the generosity of others towards you with their money, resources, and time, going back to when you were a child. Feeling the abundance of that. What does that abundance feel like inside your body and your health? Wherever your health is today, the abundance of health that each of us have in this moment, the fact that our heart is beating, we get about 3 billion heartbeats in a lifetime, if we're fortunate, and about 1 billion breaths from our lungs, so appreciating the abundance that our heart and lungs offer us. And from this place of abundance, feeling the support of all that's in your life, all this abundance in your life, maybe even sensing yourself getting a little taller as you're sitting here, shoulders softening, broadening. And from this place of sensing this abundance that's rooted in your feet all the way up to the top of your head, what's your vision for this year, for the months ahead? What do you see for yourself? Let's first look at spending. If you were in this place of ease, in this place of abundance with money, with your life, with your resources, with this sense of the fullness of who you are, how would you be spending money? Maybe you would be spending it on things that really gave you value. You might even be spending less than you are now. Next, how are you giving to friends and charities? How are you giving? How are you relating to money? How are you living all aspects, all corners of your life from this sense of abundance? What if you knew that you couldn't fail in the coming months? What's a possibility for you? And really let yourself fully embrace whatever is bubbling up in this moment, taking note of even something that seems a little outside the range of possibility. Sensing this fullness within yourself, this fullness within that is portable, that can stay with you wherever you go, regardless of what happens with your outer circumstances. This abundance is within you. You discovered that in this meditation. Let's sit quietly for a minute. Breathing and exhaling freely, letting the breath be as natural as possible, fully inhabiting this sense of abundance. I wish you well with this vision, with this abundance that's already in your life. And when you hear the bell, I invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen and write down what you want to remember from this visioning exercise, from this sense of abundance that's within you at all times.